This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I text Carter the other day. So I get in the car, but I drop baby Chaz off from school. And it's a 9 o'clock hour, and I'm listening to Chaz and Spinotti do their thing. And Carter came back with this, what was that, a Gucci song or Future? What was
Young
that?
Young Thug with that.
And whatever it was. Yeah. And I said, what the hell? Why didn't I get those beats when I was on the show? Why didn't I get those beats?
Wow.
I was like, lightweight jealous. I said, They got some bangers. Shashi and Spinotti didn't even respond to the banger.
You know? That was a heat rock right there.
Yeah, I mean, heat rock.
boy, I'm ready to dance. Not eat chicken, though. Oh, yeah, shout out Kenny Wardell.
We're rolling here. We got a mystery guest coming up in the, I think the 1 o'clock hour. Mystery guest.
All right.
Mystery guest. We'll see who it is.
And I wanted to just say this, B. I don't want to get all mushy, but listen, you and I got history. We're brothers. We're family, right? We've done a show together, and we're giving Joe Lacob his flowers. But, you know, a majority of our show, you, Steiny, and I, we were remote. And the George Floyd thing happened, and there was civil unrest, and the world went crazy. And, B, I just want to get some flowers. I'm being real here because Fillmore Mike sparked this for me, to Matt Nahegan. If you look at the rosters around the country, just in markets, in sports talk radio, there's not a lot of color, B. And Matt Nahegan put, you know, two black men together with Steiny on a show in the fourth largest market. And I don't think I've ever said thank you to him and you for that, because we've had some emotional shows, some difficult shows, and we got through it and we talked about it. But I just want to give Matt Nahegan some love for even coming up with that concept of BS&G. We had a great run. And then also just getting to know you, B, and see you do your thing and where you're at now, man. So I'm proud of you, man.
I appreciate that, man. And, you know, diversity, look, TV newsroom, right? I think NBC has done a good job with this, having Zena, having Kareth. I see Trisha Rodriguez covered the Sacramento Kings. My girl Angelina is an editor at the desk. There's a lot of women of color.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women. There's a lot of brothers. You know, Fezzi. Yeah. You know, you got Mully. And look, it doesn't have to be all black and white,
right. But
we do need more diversity in sports radio, because you have a lot of athletes who are different in minorities. Not just white people,
there's
a lot of black, like especially the NBA. But so, it was a lot of fun. We had Craig Hodges. I remember that show, man. That Craig Hodges. We made first take.
Rudolph got hit in the head.
Oh, Mason Rudolph that Friday. We did 4 hours on Myles Garrett.
And then Leaky Kennedy pulled up on us in studio. That was,
oh my gosh.
I'll never forget that one.
Oh, my gosh. Not only that, then we had Romanowski on. He brought it up. And remember he dropped an F-bomb?
Yeah,
he goes, I'm sorry, guys. Hey, Romo, you good?
Yeah,
you good?
Talk about that. No doubt.
Romanowski, man. I appreciate that, man. And look, man, sports is all about. That's what the thing. Mully said this on a postgame show the other day, that sports breaks down barriers. Because Kenny Smith, Monty Poole and I were lucky to talk to Kenny Smith from TNT. You know Kenny.
Job. Yeah.
You know Mario Ellie. And Kenny Smith said Mully could walk down and play at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, basically saying this white boy was accepted in the hood to play hoops.
Man.
And Mully made a great point. It's like sports has always broken down barriers. How many? My best friend in middle school was from Pakistan, Umar Latif.
All right,
you know,
it.
My best friend in elementary school was from Vietnamese, Hayu. You know what I'm saying? It breaks down barriers because of sports. You're playing with a different. That's why it was so lovely to grow up in the Bay Area, because when you do go to the South, you don't get all the segregation.
No,
you don't get like, why are people acting like this? So it is cool that we do have a little. We need more. We need more. There's no doubt about that.
But I just wanted to point that out, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I love. Let's just say I was a painter, B, and I wasn't even on the radio. I stay listening to the radio throughout the country, and I just it's hard not to notice it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just come back like, man, he had two brothers on a show with Matt Steinmetz, man.
We were rolling.
I got to give him love for that. We were rolling.
Yeah, the pandemic happened. We went to Vegas in Summer League.
What happened in Vegas?
Yeah, we had a good football. That was Jimmy Garoppolo mania.
When
Jimmy Garoppolo, Evan, threw five interceptions in a practice. And these lines lit up about that practice.
I had to come out of a bar in Sacramento. Stay off my timeline, Evan.
Like some damn mosquitoes. I got caught up in Garoppolo mania. Like Guru's apologizing. Now, what a season that was, 2019. Unbelievable.
Where does that one rank against I saw a fire in Wiggins' eyes?
That's one. I saw something in his eyes that day. It didn't materialize. Curry got hurt against the Bulls last year. Wiggins was on the bench, and Curry hopped off straight to the locker room. And I said, oh, my God. What I was going to hope was a playoff season has gone down the drain. And Wiggins looked at him, you know, as he went by. And Bonte, I rewound it like 18 times. And I said, oh, Wiggins is about to take it to the next level. So they have fun with me. Like, it kind of didn't manifest. But I saw something in his eyes. It might have been concerned.
Wiggins either. All Andrew Wiggins did was average a career low in points per
game. I'm hoping Miami gets
percentage.
In so we can see Wiggins play playoff basketball.
I saw fire in his eyes.
Yeah. That was one I want back.
I didn't know. Yeah. We all have bad takes.
Yeah.
My Trey Lance take is terrible.
You and Shasky have the ultimate.
He cringes when I play it. Yeah. I laugh about it.
You and Shasky. That's the greatest radio ever.
Oh my God.
Dude, everything was wrong.
Adam Schefter goes on NFL Live.
Dude, I've never seen it. Can we play it?
Dude,
do we have it?
Fortin Ball, 48, we can play.
Yes.
Fortin Ball texts me, goes, yo, these guys at ESPN want to know if you guys are legit.
Right.
And then I go tune into NFL Live, and Adam Schefter sits there with his arm and his hands folded. He goes, and word out of Santa Clara is Trey Lance is. I forgot to verb it to you. What he said, Trey Lance is about to start. I could hear Shetter. He was smiling from ear to ear. And we came off that practice field.
Right.
I caught Trey Lance, and boy, that did not age well.
My favorite one, I think it might have been Shasky, who said, I only needed to see five throws. That was it. And I was done. I knew this was the guy.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
The voice of the 49ers. Basically said that Monday, it was the greatest throwing practice I've ever seen in my life.
So you're trying to validate it now, like what you saw that day.
Everybody saw what I saw. I know what I saw.
It kind of didn't work out for him. That was great radio, man.
He rolled out to the right in that practice in the black number five jersey,
out,
the swagger.
Evan.
He rolled out and threw a bomb. Now, it landed 5 yards out of bounds.
Right.
But the entire team, plus me, Shasky, the voice of the Niners, was on the field looking to see where the throw was landing. Hey, Jimmy threw like three picks in that practice.
We got it. Let's hear it, B.
Let's hear it, Evan.
Oh, my goodness, Bonte. Where you want to begin?
We got to begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie! She knows
big 957 The Game
listener.
You're
going to know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
957 The Game.
Look at the plug.
Joe Shasky the Butcher, Bonte Hill, and what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh, my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting at quarterback in week number one.
B, I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent. But it's not just the physical tools.
No.
It's the little subtleties of how he played the position,
yeah.
The dropbacks, the ability to move in the pocket when there was a little pressure on the left or right side. And then he throws the ball on time, on the money, in the belly button, letting his receiver turn up field and make plays.
Let me ask you about the presence.
Oh, my God. The moxie.
When he steps in the huddle,
bro,
there's a different swagger to the top. And I know it's just shirts and skin.
Yeah.
You're wearing shorts with no pads right now. And it's only, what, day three, day four? But the zip out of his hands, the way he can run and eat up yards and gobble up yards. It just looks different. And poor Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, I'm not going to say poor because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of cake. Bro. He's got the J's. But with Jimmy Shasky,
he's throwing
ball behind guys.
It was bad.
Wobbly.
It was bad today for Jimmy.
He threw a pick six to Fred Warner. He threw another deep shot.
Didn't he just look tentative?
He just looks shook.
And he's holding the ball forever. He doesn't have the ability. Look, how about the yardage that's hidden for Trey Lance to just run?
Run. RPOs and the effectiveness of the RPOs. When he gets on the edge, if he can stop on a dime and throw it, the ball's outside. Even when he throws it outside the numbers, he gives his wide receivers a chance to turn and run. So the big takeaway is Trey Lance
is ridiculous.
Phenomenal.
No, he's ridiculous. Also, for a guy coming out of Division II, he looks like he's played in the league for 5 years. He's not even kidding.
He looks great. Also, this line is deep.
Loaded.
We didn't see Ken Law.
Strongest part of the team.
Today.
We didn't see Ken Law.
Oh, my God. Subscribe on YouTube.
B, that makes my wingers. I saw something in his eyes, Evan. Yeah, B.
We all had those takes.
But y'all takes. Felt it, though.
Listen, you had to embrace your bad takes, but I got to say, the worst take in station history may have happened maybe about 6 weeks ago.
What was it?
When Matthew Stiebitz suggested that the Warriors should try to trade Steph for Darius Garland and Caris LeVert and got mad at listeners for not subscribing to it and then saying, Cleveland wouldn't accept that trade. What? Are you kidding me?
You got
the
receipts. Man, B.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's going nowhere now, baby.
I got to give you a lot of credit, though, B. That was off-the-cuff one-take Tay. That's an all-timer.
You know what? One-take Tay, you just said that.
That is phenomenal.
You know who gave me that in college?
That?
Did you come up with that just now in the dive?
That was phenomenal.
Dude, you're welcome.
My boy, Worldwide Hef. My boy, Worldwide Hef. We went to SF State together.
Okay. The Gators.
We used to do videos for our sports broadcasting class. Shout out Marty Gonzalez, formerly at Crowd 4.
Okay.
And we used to do these takes. He goes, one take Tay. One take Tay. You do one take and it's it. That's it. We got a hit. And so that's unbelievable, Evan. Worldwide Hef will be proud of you.
Wow.
Well, it fits, man. Again, that was one take of you guys getting in.
In
everything
and out.
About Trey Lance. In 2 minutes.
Dude, in 2 minutes.
That was wild.
And I was like, Shaska, we needed a video now because I knew the media was going into the press conference. So I said, let's just jump to the line real quick and get the tweet out.
But the excitement and you guys are walking on a journey of stardom is upon us here in the Bay.
And it was crazy.
Kind of didn't work out.
It didn't work out. And it was crazy because at practice, you know, they got the blouse speakers. They got the beats going on. And so the song came on, pardon me, da-da-da-da, pardon me. It's like a Future song. It's like 2 minutes. I'm like... And Jimmy got rattled, and then Trey got in there, and you can hear the beat. You know when you watch basketball without the volume, and it's like jazz or something, it's like they're playing to a beat. It was like Trey Lance was throwing to a beat. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. They got their franchise quarterback.
Devontae, that was phenomenal.
Man, yeah. We needed that laugh. Yeah, I also had the James Harden bad take. We all have bad takes.
He said Jimmy had the J's, Evan.
The J's.
He's got the J's.
He's got the J's.
He's not to have his job.
he said, got the fallback. We got to talk about the presence.
Dude.
We got to talk about the presence.
We got to talk about the presence. It's in the huddle. All right, let's keep it moving here, man.
Man,
that'll never get old, man. Boy. But you know, it's not about being right and wrong. Getting right, it's taught me that. You taught me that, Guru.
Yeah.
We used to play Jeopardy. Being right all the time, it don't matter. Who's keeping scoreboard?
You know what I just thought of real quick before we get back to it? There's a battle.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
This should have happened here in the Bay between two guys that work at the station, Bonte Hill and Dan Dibley,
goats of
Jeopardy. And if I was worth anything, I would have set it up to where the crossover, we could have did it.
Yeah.
You, Willard, because we're going to see him.
We're going to see him. I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see him. Dibs up the smoke. And then he tried to have the rules and this and that. I said, okay, you really don't want to play. Because he was betting against me every single week. And
that
I was pulling.
Wow.
It was so. Stiney started accusing me of cheating, Evan. I said, come on, man. I watch NFL Network at midnight. Dude, I got no life. Guru, you know that. Yeah. If there's a high school football game, I'm home alone. I'm watching. Anyway, let's get to Leroy and Oakland. Let's get back to the Lions and get back to the Dubs, man. We're having a lot of fun on a Friday. I'm in for Stiney. Guru's having some fun. We got Evan Giddings in the building. Leroy. Hey, Oakley, what's happening?
Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, Bontan? What's up, Goo? Oh, man, I am really, really enjoying the show. Thank you, guys, man. I'm like, man, where was this show, you know, in Black History Month, man? Like, you guys are,
They said the NBA was down bad because they let a white guy win the slam dunk competition, Mac McClung. Black History Month, man. It's unbelievable.
Man.
Man, keep trailblazing. Look, I know the lines is full, and I'm going to be brief, man. So, you know, you mentioned a lot of sunshine go around the Warriors, and RIP to Roy Ayers, who just died. Everybody loves the sunshine. We all love the sunshine, right? And you guys are a ray of sunshine on the line today. Let me get to it. Hey, Bonten, I really love the toughness that Jimmy Butler has brought to the team. Man, it is awesome. I mean, everybody are just becoming dogs like Draymond and Jimmy Butler, and that's the effect that I think he's had most on the team. And then, Goo, the rebounding, I mentioned this to you before, the rebounding of the guards in these last 10 games have been awesome. I've been really enjoying it. And then my question to you is this, and I'll take it off the air. Can Jonathan Kuminga be what Michael Finley was to the Dallas Mavericks? Ooh. Because their games are similar. You look at Michael Finley, he averaged about 19 points, you know, 5 rebounds, you know, 3-4 assists in his career for Dallas. Can Kuminga be that? Because if he can, look out.
Oh, no doubt.
God bless y'all, man. You guys are awesome.
What do you think, Goo?
It's easy. It's going to be there. Yeah. I'm not saying it's easy to accomplish, and I don't want to make this about me, but I will. I kind of took it one step further, and Stoney was like, but I went young Kawhi when the OGs in San Antonio won their last. There's a formula and a opportunity for Jimmy to look at young JK like, hey, take over this show for the next 4 to 5, quarters. So I love the Mike Finley. He was a baller. Yep. And I love the young Kawhi, too.
No, I love that young Kawhi comp. And look, can he be, because that's what they're going to need. If you get into the offs and you're playing these teams, and we know Jimmy Butler's going to take one of these guys, whether it's Luka or LeBron, SGA, who else in the West? Jamal Murray, about him. About James Harden and Kawhi with the L.A. Clippers. Ja Morant in Memphis. Yeah. Desmond Bane. They're playing well. Jalen Green.
Jalen
Williams is saying that's who I was thinking about in OKC. Yeah. J.K. would have to be that Robin to Jimmy Butler's Batman on the defensive end of the floor. So KD be at the point of attack because Pods has improved his defense. If J.K. comes in just averaging 16 a game, what does it look like? Is he getting to the free throw line? Is he getting guys in foul trouble? Is he defending at a high level, getting wide open fast break dunks?
He can pick up 94 feet. I saw him do it to LeBron.
I'm telling you guys out there listening, nobody else has a J.K. returning to their lineup.
And there we go.
And that's a dangerous – and I think J.K.'s all the way bought in. J.K. was bought in when he started balling this season. I thought he should run into J.K. all the time and his people. They just want a chance to play, and he wants to be great. And sometimes people knock his – they want to say arrogance because, I watched Kobe growing up. I got no problem with the player wanting to be great. It's half the battle. You want to be Kobe? Great. Be Kobe. There's not too many Kobes. There's only one Kobe. But the fact that he aspires to be that, I'm okay with that. So I think he's going to come in. He's going to get his 20 to 25, maybe 30 minutes, depending on what it looks like. He may be in a closing five lineup, depending on the matchup and the game flow.
That's what really matters, right? And you taught me that. Like, who's finished?
They want to start, no doubt about that. But who's in crunch time when everybody's watching at the edge of their seats in a two-point game with 3 minutes left in the fourth game of a playoff series?
Man.
J.K. is a secret weapon. If he comes back playing the way he was before the injury – dude, the Warriors got a lot of action.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, and we had some fun. I was wrong on seeing something in Wiggins' eye last year. But how can everything have went from the outhouse to the penthouse with the Warriors, the young guys feeling like they're going to battle with their big brother? Because there's a confidence in that, right, B? But the bottom line is, I would bet my, and I'm close to it, my last dollar that the bottle's not going to stop spinning in regard to everything being better when J.K. comes back. Like, I think those OGs know. Butler knows what young Kuminga has on the line. It's the team on the front of the name on the front of the jersey first. But I think those OGs who know how to control a game, slow it down. Butler's shown us that.
Yep.
He's going to make that seamless fit, that fit seamless.
Like, yep. No, I hear what you're saying. And he's going to be coaching. Good. Yeah, he's that good. And think about when Jimmy Butler gets that ball on the mid-post. He gets that ball on the mid-post and J.K. is cutting.
Oh, Bonte.
He's in the dunker spot. Or he's slashing to the rim. And Jimmy's just coaching him up like, hey, just need you there. Because Jimmy, even when he doesn't have the ball, he's pointing. He
I'm watching
Hey, Podge, you cut. Hey, Podge, you go to the corner. Hey, Moody, you stay right there. He slows it down. He's a conductor
on
the floor.
Even on a turnover, they're talking about.
Hey, Jimmy, that's the other thing with Jimmy he doesn't get enough credit for. He doesn't turn a damn ball over.
And that's what we
Holy
need
Holy smokes.
Be.
He's getting the ball. He's getting a shot up, or he's getting fouled. He does not turn the ball over, so the turnovers are down. But when J.K. comes back, that combination with J.K. and Jimmy, I can't wait to see it. Because
it's just about
when Steph says there's another level we could get to. And we hear from Draymond saying we haven't hit our stride yet.
I think that's what he meant, right?
Is that the missing element?
It has to be, B.
Is that it?
But I just, again, and we got a surprise guest. I don't know who is it. It could be your neighbor. It could be a coach or a player. But
it could be Anna.
I just want to ask you, how long do you think in the NBA, B, it takes for a guy injured that's almost missed, like KB said, 30 games, to trust just one physically and mentally himself, and then have the team be able to acquiesce? You just formulate it.
The fact is that he's practicing and scrimmaging is a good sign.
I keep
forgetting. And now there's a last little hurdle, and Dr. Rick Celebrini, he's one of the best doctors out there, team doctors in the business. They're going to do what's right for this player and make sure that when it's go time and there's no setbacks.
Okay. All right.
And that's it and that's all. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We're rolling right now. 12 o'clock hour, still rolling on the Dubs. Hey, does anybody care about the Niners right now? Is anybody freaking out about the 49ers?
I
love about
B,
that.
I
Are
am.
You freaking out
Let
about the Niners?
Let me just tell you why, because I thought your tweet, I always make it about my wife. Does. Now everything's not about you. I'm like, you know what? You're right.
Chesky does that too.
But I got it. When you said everybody's freaking out because Brian Iglesias,
our guy.
We stay in touch, former board op here. Bonte, I'm just telling you what concerns me about the Niners, and Evan and I gave it some love yesterday, is you're right. Don't freak out. But what's freaking me out is the fact that eras come and go, and the Niners were a bully. I feel like the Niners outplayed the Chiefs in two Super Bowls. You didn't win it. Okay, move on, Goo. So there comes a price with that. And I'm just wondering, not blaming anybody, Bonte, but naturally there's a price to pay. Now Debo's gone.
Right.
Ayuk's hurt. Your old line, both lines need help.
Right.
There's some questions out. So I just want to naturally ask you, do I sound like I'm panicking when I feel like the bill is due from six great physical years of playing long-ass football?
Oh, I hear that. But
okay,
you move off of Debo. Debo asked for the trade. You trade off of Debo, and we probably a year too late because we were at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, Guru.
Oh, boy.
And we had a conversation with somebody for about 40 minutes, and they were adamant that that the Niners should look into trade Debo. That was
amazing.
Last year. Remember that?
Yes.
It was before the draft. The guy's like, trade
Ricky
Debo.
Henderson too, rest
we did see. We got that classic photo, no doubt about that.
My
so,
face look I had
listen,
nuts in it.
Speculation and rumors don't get to me anymore, Guru.
Wow.
They don't. They don't because it's all speculation
when
and rumors.
That start? Seriously, though, I appreciate that.
I think as I get deeper and deeper into my career, I think Evan Giddings could speak to this. When you're around organizations and you start taking.
I overreacted.
Yeah, I'm not going to overreact until I see what's happening. Like, everybody's freaking out about Brock Purdy's money. Until I see what the contract looks like and what the details look like and until it's signed on paper. I don't know what's what. I don't know what's going on inside
so the
45 those walls.
45 allegedly offer. I forget Lombardo.
Jason Lockefort.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Dude, Jason Lockefort is shooting like 20% over the last 20 years.
Don't talk about that.
Let's be real. He's been shooting bricks left and right over the last 20 years, man. Jason Lockefort, come on, man. He's basically Chris Broussard now. I mean, come on. I love Chris Broussard.
Philip Pony.
I mean, come on. Philip Pony. I mean, these guys are clanking shots. They're now in the G League right now. So I'm not listening to Jason Lockefort on what's going on with the 49ers. He's out Baltimore. How the hell does he know what's going on in Santa Clara?
What's going on inside those walls? It's G13 classified.
Wow.
We don't know half of the things going on. Now, I've learned that by covering the Golden State Warriors. You see a report, and then you hear like, oh, that's not true. That's not even remotely true. Wow. So I'm not going to freak out yet about the 49ers. They're going to reload because I look at the entire division. Seattle's no Tyler Lockett. They're looking to ship DK Metcalf. The Rams, they were trying to trade Matthew Stafford. They're trading linemen left and right. And Arizona is Arizona. They're going to be a 9-8, 8-9 team. So I'm not too – I'm not worried right now. Let me see what the draft looks like.
Right.
Let me see what free agency looks like before I start to freak out about everything going on with the 49ers here. Real quick, back to the calls. Yeah. We got let's squeeze in one more before the break, and we'll get to everybody. Coach in Vallejo. What's up, Coach?
Our man.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Proud of both of you. 70-year-old brother, so I'm looking at you two as my little brother.
Hey, thanks,
and
man.
And you're doing a great job.
Appreciate that, Coach.
You know,
good to hear from you,
job.
Coach.
I mean, you're representing real well, and I like what you said about J.K. Now, what I want to add, what people aren't looking at with J.K., is that when the playoff starts, when the referees put away their whistles and the tough defenses are played, J.K. has the ability to score against tough defenses, okay? When he can play through the ticky-tack fouls, he can go over people, he can shoot over people, and that's where his value is going to be, where Moody and Paz, they're somewhat feasting of Butler and they're getting wide open shots and stuff. When the playoffs start, you're not going to have that air. You're not going to have that room.
Damn.
The referee's going to put away their riffles. JK can beat people one-on-one and can go over and through and by people more than anyone on the Warriors, and that's his biggest value. And the worst thing he can do is to be thinking when he get out on the court. He needs to play. I mean, he's got Stephen Butler and Draymond out there. So, J.K.'s smart. He's not stupid.
That's good stuff.
He's not going to do anything crazy. But they're going to give him the rope. And they say, young fella, we need your type of athleticism, your skill, your speed, your shooting ability. His three-point shooting. He had made three in a row before he got hurt. I mean, so J.K. is that secret weapon like Bonte been saying. And He's that secret weapon. No one else has a JK coming back.
Hey Coach, before we let you go, I just got to ask you this. Are you concerned that he's not back yet? And Bonte's like, he might be back, but I want him back. Everything you said, I agree with, but are you concerned that the days are going by and we ain't seeing him yet?
I'm concerned that they're playing it too soft with JK. I think he's been ready a week and a half ago, okay? And I think they're being overly cautious of this young man. Okay, he reminds me of a young Sprewell. Remember Sprewell? Sprewell used to play the whole game. A kid like J.K., I mean, soon as that ankle got healed, they should have put him back out there. They're treating him like he's a 34-year-old ball player. I think he's ready now. Put that young man in as soon as they possibly can.
Oh, man, Coach, great call. Great call. I'm going to get Evan Giddings started on the other side as well about J.K. because he covers the Warriors inside out. Look at New York Kitty in the building in for Carter. New York Kitty, he didn't text me after the game Tuesday night. I was looking at my phone. I didn't see New York Kenny pop up. I wonder why. Let's cut open the game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. More of your phone calls. Flea, Dave, Nate, Nick. We're getting to everybody here. Steiny and Guru, 10-2, man. We're having a lot of fun here at 95.7 The Game.
7 on the timer for Steph and Company. Steph will throw it in. Looking around, hands it in to Draymond Green. Almost got away from him. Draymond to Steph. Quarter three in the air. Guttissimo! Bolanoids, and he does the old night-night. Buenas noches, Brooklyn. 119-109. The Nets called timeout, and the fans who are of the Brooklyn persuasion can hit the exits.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Dana on a call. What up,
Dana? Lexicon is
out. That's my guy there. I love me some Kevin Dana. I told him a couple weeks ago, you're getting a pro job soon, man. I really believe he's next in line to get a job in the NBA.
I told Evan that, too.
Yeah, he's legit. And, I don't think any fans were exiting at Barclays Center. Matter of fact, Evan, you can fact check this. I think that was the largest crowd in Barclays Center history for a Brooklyn Nets game.
I'm not
mistaken.
And there you go.
Yeah, I think half of them were wearing 30 on their back.
There you go. So that's why I don't think anybody was heading for the exits.
Yeah,
they were sticking around. Did you see them just waiting for Steph?
It's just incredible. The Again, was this the third or fourth building that this season where we've heard the MVP chants?
Second time at Barclays. Remember,
you won't hear it when they play the Lakers.
No, you won't hear it. But there will be a lot of Warrior fans down there.
No doubt about it.
Wow, we may get a Warriors-Lakers series.
That the streets need it, and the NBA
needs it. It's going to test friendships. Yeah. It's going to test friendships.
But don't.
No, I'm not throwing nobody under the bus. I got another guy, David Teller, down at NBC, always texting. Lakers 8 in a row. Lakers this, Lakers that. That's why I see New York kidding. I'm like, damn, I needed y'all to win that game.
Evan and I went and had lunch yesterday, and I threw this at him. Might have been the day before. If you did a draft with the Laker Warriors, where would Steph go on your thing?
All time?
No, just with these two current teams now, with Luka and Bron being on the same team.
Oh, my gosh. That's a hell of a question. Man,
that's what Evan said.
I'm a be biased. I'm calling with Steph. I got to go Steph. Yeah,
even though it sounds ridiculous to pass up LeBron. Okay, no doubt about it.
If you're going all time, I'm like, damn, you got Kareem, you got Magic, you got Jerry West, you got Rick Barry, you got Wilt. I mean, wow.
What did you make of Shaq saying Steph needs to be in the GOAT conversation? Because Evan broke me down. I didn't tell him yesterday because I wasn't scared by any stretch, but I thought my GOAT love for Curry was, I take him over Magic, any other point guard. Yeah. You're in my starting five. And then, of course, Mr. Evan goes, well, if it's a go-goo, it's just got to be one. And that's Jordan for me. Yeah. But what did you make of what Shaq was saying? Because there's only one Steph.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the biggest compliment you could ever.
Always going to go Jordan over everybody. That's just me, my childhood, what he did. Like, he was just
on both sides of the floor.
Both sides of the floor. Like, the vertical, the hops, the handles, the shots, fadeaway, clutchness, the will to win. No matter what, he was a jerk on the court. He didn't care. He'd take your soul. I'm always going to take Jordan. But in terms of, like, the most skills, shoot, dribble, passing, shot making.
Go ahead.
Think about Curry. He's probably the best off the ball player we've ever seen. And I thought Reggie Miller was up there.
No doubt.
I thought Clay was up there. Prime Clay.
Nah, it's Steph.
Steph has obliterated that. Yeah. And when you talk about the skills, and think about how teams game plan for him. I go back to the 2017 NBA Finals. Kevin Durant's on the Golden State Warriors. Kevin freaking Durant was the top 10 player of all time.
You know who I am.
You know who I am. I'm KD. I'm Kevin Durant. It's like
he got at me on Instagram.
Yeah, no, we all been down that road before. Guru one. He clapped at me before. We've all been down that train. Anthony Slater's like, oh, you finally got the KD treatment. He knows we all been on that train, right? Because KD looks and listens and watches everything and reads everything. But even with Kevin Durant on the team, the Cleveland Cavaliers guru, once Steph Curry crossed half court, there was 10 eyes on Steph.
Wow.
Remember those wide open dunks by KD down the lane and Iguodala? Because they were so petrified of what Stephen Curry was doing.
Dude.
The Memphis Grizzlies had Jalen Wells defending him 94 feet, face guarding him.
Man.
We're seeing box of ones. We're seeing doubles at half court.
That's fear.
I mean, it is fear. No other team, no other player I can remember in NBA history outside of Shaq, Michael Jordan, maybe Hakeem to an extent, has caused this much damage to the defenses, the opposing defenses.
And that was down low, B, not from, we got to get
from
you before
50 feet.
That's incredible.
I mean, the game plans, when the team comes in, and be honest with you, the first game ever at Chase in a regular season game, the Clippers, you know how I used to always go in the visiting locker room?
Okay.
Well, their game plans was out in the cubicles, so I took a little peek. I wanted to go home with it. I said, I can't do that. But Stephen Curry was basically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the scouting report. And I'm like, that's amazing.
No, it is.
Think about
that. It says it all.
Like, Steph off the ball. Steph when he dribbles. Steph this. Steph that. Steph this. It was like the whole first page was all Steph.
That's and you know what? I'll say this. My last thing about him. Ooh, it ain't got to be. But Bonte, his stamina, the fact that, you know, he runs basically a marathon every game when you talk about on, off the ball, it's incredible. And then when you need him, he's there for you.
Oh, my God.
That's what makes him special,
the
man.
The court of gold. How good was that?
Man, just hearing him talk hoops, I mean.
I know, I'm all
in. Durant, too.
Yeah, Durant crying and Bam Adebayo, LeBron grabbing Steph's head like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. It was riveting stuff there. So, Steph is one of one. I don't know if he's the GOAT, but the fact that he's in the conversation says everything. Yeah. That's how I look at it, Goo. Because everybody has their own opinion, whether it's LeBron, Michael Jordan, Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Larry
all
Bird,
valid.
Magic. The fact that Steph is in the conversation speaks volumes to who he is.
But this, if again, tell me to slow down, throw some water on me, B, you haven't yet. But if somehow, I'm fast forwarding, if they could get number five and he were to do it and pass LeBron, then really you're solidifying something. That now it's just like, and who's to say that would be the end? I mean, talking about 6 and 7.
I mean, Draymond at the birthday party had the 5 candles on the cake.
Yeah, Evan Thomas, like they're you don't think
speaking
you don't believe
it into
that?
Existence. That's and who the hell am I, or who the hell are you, Guru?
Well, no.
Or who the hell is Evan in New York City to say, yeah, Steph ain't going to get it done?
Not five, not six, not seven.
Didn't he prove it in 2022 on the parquet floor in Boston?
When they were down 1-0, 2-1, and down in that game.
Down seven, midway through the fourth quarter.
Man.
I get goosebumps thinking about it right now. So now we're dreaming big here on S&G.
As well you should.
Kevin, should we slow down here? Is Jonathan Kuminga that important to this run? What do you think about what the hell we've been talking about for the last 2.5 hours?
I think it gets more believable every single time they play.
Damn.
And it is because of what Steph is doing. I mean, seriously, like you guys were talking about the draft between Lakers and Warriors, and I don't know, maybe, you know, Steph for the whole season, you might take another player over him, but I mean, if he's scoring 34 a game, shooting 52, 45 from three,
man,
and looking like he's playing age 25 ball at age 37, it's going to be really hard to knock this team out. And I think that more than anything else is why people are sipping the Jimmy juice, is because this guy's unlocked 30 from yesteryear, and that's as scary as anything in basketball.
Yeah.
Guru, these numbers.
The last 11.
Jimmy Butler came aboard in the Chicago game. Stephen Curry in those 11 games. Now Philly's in it. I know Jimmy didn't play, but Stephen Curry dropped 29 points and 13 assists. A double-double, right? Just a
nice 29
and 13, double-double.
Yeah,
just another day at the office for Steph. 11 games since the Jimmy Butler trade. 50% shooting from the floor. 43% shooting from the free throw line. Or excuse me, from the three-point line.
Damn.
Free throw line, 89%. He's just short of 40. He's a 50-40-90 guy.
Yeah.
29 points a game, 7 assists, 4.5 rebounds. The efficiency numbers are off the charts since Jimmy Butler's been aboard.
And it goes to, if we had to come up with one word, you know, my broken heart back in the day, I need space. And that's what Jimmy Butler has provided for Steph Curry, man. And he's taking advantage of it.
You like that?
The rest is history. Like, it's space.
Evan's thrown up the four. Evan, you do the post-game shows, and I love coming out of the NBC studios. I pop on 95.7 The Game. It's either you or the Grandy, man. And I'm listening, locked in. I even sit up. Sometimes I'm
you like, text
I
me.
I text you. Sometimes I dial in 888, and I think about calling them to hijack the show. I say, you know what? Let me get this.
No, you always got access to the bat phone.
But I just go to the bat phone because I want these young men to shine. They're really rising stars.
Evan
Giddings and Mark Grandy. Yeah. I mean, they're doing a hell of a job on the post-game show. I really enjoyed it on the way home. You know, I like to listen to my music. I'm like, oh, let me hear what they got to say. They're breaking it down left and right. Evan, what do you think about J.K. and how he returns and how impactful that could be for the Warriors down the line?
Well, I look at it like gravy because before he was the guy that had to come in and basically stabilize things. But now I think he can kind of pick and choose his spot. And what you were talking about with Kyrith earlier, 30 games that he's missed. Now, that's a significant portion of the season. So the fact the Warriors are playing good basketball, they're climbing the standings, I think it gives them a little more leeway to figure out really how to use this kid. Because they obviously need him to score. His ability to get to the rim is tops on their team, but maybe outside of Jimmy. But they have the luxury now of, I think, taking their time with him, whereas before they would have had to throw him right into the deep end, and that would have been, in my opinion, a bit unfair to the young man.
Let me ask you this, Evan, and I did it to Bonta and the listeners. If somehow, and I'm not trying to turn the volume down or you know, tell everybody to go home and lead a party, but if somehow, just somehow, he wasn't available on this homestand, now we're talking about 12, 13 games, does that concern you then going into the offs? Because game one of the offs, that's when it's real about him ramping up for just his physical and mentals and then gelling with the team.
Well, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'm concerned about him along with the rest of the young guys because we talked about this, Goo. They haven't had much of a postseason role before. We don't know what they're going to play like in the playoffs.
Identity.
But, you know, he has a skill set that no one else on that team possesses. So if they're going to reach their ceiling and reach their potential, whatever that is, I do think he needs to play a part.
There's no doubt. Totally, that's a great point.
I don't got them going deep without JK.
Yeah, no.
I think that was well said.
It was well said. And he brought up something about not having that playoff experience. And I go back to Jordan Poole during the championship season. We had no idea what we were going to see from JP during that playoff.
I still miss him.
And he had some up and down games. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But you look at the box score and you say, oh, throughout the postseason, they averaged 17 a game. We had Steph. You had Wiggins. You had Clay. And you got JP as a fourth wheel averaging 17 a game.
Yeah.
So all that is gravy, like Evan said. I think JK, by sitting on the bench during that postseason run, because he wanted to play then, and then Moses Moody playing a little, he had a little cup of coffee during the game five,
the game two.
Okay. He was really good in that third quarter where they ran from a 22-point deficit. He's gotten a little cup of coffee. So I don't worry too much about the youngsters being stage fright when the lights get brighter and brighter, because they know they got Steph, they know they have Jimmy, and they've got Draymond and Steve Kerr, the guru here.
Yeah.
Architect and everything saying, hey, we got you, youngsters. You're going to make mistakes, but don't trip. We got your back. So JP came out like gangbusters. We're all having a pool party because I had no idea what I was going to see out of him. So I don't worry about that. I would worry about that if Steph wasn't on the team, but Steph's on the team.
Okay.
And Jimmy's on the team. And I watched Jimmy drag Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent to the NBA Finals. So I think these youngsters are going to be ready to go in the playoffs, Goo. So let's take some calls. Okay, we got Nate SF. He's been on hold for way too long. Sorry about that, Nate. Then we'll get to Flea in Oakland. Nate, what's happening?
B&G minus Stine.
I like that. That's good. That's good.
First and foremost, Goo, you stole my words right out of my mouth, man. I got to respect Mr. Hill for a quick minute. Bonte, you and I are like the same age. We got the same birthday. And I just wanted to say, man, you set a great example for all the kids. Nah, I guess we're now men, if you want to call us that. you set an example for all of us, man. Put your family, your health first, man. I got to just give you mad respect for that, first and foremost.
Appreciate that.
And then, you know, lastly, anybody who disagrees with Steve Kerr, obviously, about Curry being the most skilled player in history, you just go watch that half-court, turn around, fade away, Jay, and that's all she wrote. You know, and I think, you know, the callers earlier, there's a couple of them. I think Leroy is talking about the guards, the rebounding. I mean, that's the Butler effect.
Yep.
Post is going to be a handful next year. Everybody's got confidence. And so, yeah, man, you guys are doing a great job. Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you, Nate. I know we share birthdays. Me, Nate, and Dan Marino. Well, September 15th.
Danny.
Jimmy Butler, born September the 14th. He's a Virgo as well.
So that makes you a Libra.
No, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, Virgo. Virgo and Taurus.
Virgos. You know, Virgos and Tauruses are compatible. Anna's a Taurus, and hopefully,
is she May or June?
She's April.
Okay, April, May, or June, or Gemini.
But you know, before Anna, when I was single,
yeah,
I was like three straight Tauruses, and I was dating. I was like, why do I get all these Tauruses? And
the
now,
bull.
And now my fiance is a Taurus. So go
there
figure.
You go.
Let's go to Flea in Oakland. Flea, what's happening? What up, so, Flea?
What's going on, guys? What's up, Vontae and Goo? Hey, I want to ask you a serious question, Vontae. It's for you too, though, Goo. But Vontae, I know you be in the building with these guys. What you think of Buddy Hield and how he's really up and down? And then going into the playoffs, we did have somewhat of a bench. Like I'm talking about the year 2022 when we had Porter, we had guys coming off the bench was automatic because they was wide open. If we in the playoffs, I trust Post. More than I trust, and Post is a rookie. I trust him more than Buddy Hield, because Buddy Hield is like, come on, man. He missed shots where he just wide open. I'm like, bro, you in the NBA. Like, you missing wide, and it's consistently. Well, you leave Post open, he might miss the first one, but he's going to make that second one.
Look, he's been a bit inconsistent. There's no doubt he went 0 for 8 last night against Brooklyn, but let's give him his flowers for the New York Knicks game. Scored 10 of his 15 in the second half. All right, against the New York Knicks. Hit the big shot before the third quarter buzzer.
Right.
And we know the record with the Warriors. Entering that game, they were 1-22 win trailing after 3, 31-4 win leading after 3. Well, that was a big shot. Warriors get a 1-point lead going into the fourth. The Charlotte game, Goo, hits 3 threes during a critical 28-12 run. So he's a streaky shooter.
But I'm with Flea. He's up and down.
He's
and
up and down.
About it now because Moody had it. 10-0 when he was in the starting lineup.
Yep.
But what's that that stat now with Buddy when he gets to a certain number.
Oh, they're undefeated when he scores 19 or more. It's like 11-0.
Well, that's the problem. And 18-0. Like 19. But they need him. Just what we talked about, the spacing, man. Well, he is your Klay Thompson. Like, it's imperative. And you got to ride or die with him.
You got to ride or die with
him. They'll know when to Flea's point, Curl know when to yank him. Like,
no doubt.
We can't afford to see if you're going to get it going. But I will say this, and what was the stat? And Fitz brought it up, and it's a real one. Because let's be honest, this is what I hate about fans, and I'm part of it. He could do no wrong early on.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why this spell or slump he's in hurts more is because we've seen the good Buddy Hield.
Well,
but what did Fitz say? The most threes in the last 5 years, and I know Curry was injured. But the bottom line is he is one of ours, and you got to ride or die with him, B.
Look, a lot of people are throwing smoke at Klay Thompson because Buddy was playing so well. He's a lifetime 39.7% shooter from the three-point line. Wow. He's going to make or miss. But one thing Buddy does, and one thing he gets in trouble with, just like Klay Thompson over the last couple years, when he puts the ball on the floor, when they turn him into a playmaker, he gets himself in trouble. But when he's catching and shooting, he can catch and shoot with the best of them.
And
so,
we saw that on the three-point contest.
Exactly. Yeah. And teams will guard Buddy Hield now. They are petrified of leaving him open because they know he can get hot. So I don't worry about Buddy too much because he's coming off the bench in his role and he's going to get wide open shots. If he's missing early, then Curry knows, look, it's not his night.
But he'll still shoot late. That's what I love.
And I'm not mad at that.
He's shoot or shoot.
So I wouldn't freak out too much about Buddy Hield. Look, he had two good solid games on the road trip against Charlotte and the Knicks.
But those three against Orlando were huge, B.
Huge. Huge. Let's go to, let's hold off on nine. Let's go to.
What you got?
Oh, you know what? I haven't heard from this guy in a long time. Priest in Palo Alto.
Oh, man, I love it.
Priest in Palo Alto. He never called the morning show.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe he didn't get up before 10 o'clock. What's up, Priest?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be trying, Bonte, but, you know.
It's all good. Hey, man, some late nights sometimes for the Priest, man. Priest works after hours. Yeah. I get it.
It's just tough for me at this age, man.
It's all
you
good.
You know what I mean? I have to get the coffee going and things like that before I can cook. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Listen, I have been, you know, hesitant to comment on this trade and the effects of the team until I wanted to see more, and I still want to see more. But at the same time, I'm watching a kid, Jimmy Butler, who's well-schooled, who's actually coaching Kerr instead of Kerr coaching him. The effects he's had on this team have been monumental in that before he got here, things were so chaotic. Kerr couldn't figure out who he wanted to play and when he wanted to play him. That is so disruptive to young players who need structure. They need to know what you want from them in a defined role. Mm-hmm. And if you don't give that to them, it destroys their confidence and their ability to show you what they have in their game, in their bag. So when this kid comes, he comes and says, listen, now I'm going to play. They say, go ahead and play the way you want to play. And he does. And they see how simple this game really is. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. Don't make it calculus on the court.
Mm.
You don't need to play with mental telepathy. All you need to do is let them see the patterns on a consistent basis, and they'll figure it out. When they get to this level, you know the talent is there. It's just a matter of allowing them to develop. And this is what you're seeing now. It's not some big mystery, man. It's just he's calmed everything down so that the players don't have to think so much. They can just play.
Mm.
And that's what they're doing.
Hey, Priest. Now, I'm going to be real because I'm calling myself out. When you called Steiny and I, we had other people. I'm not saying you were one of them, but the bottom line was some were thinking about the future of Steph. I kept saying, like a barking dog, bilateral knee tendonitis in both knees. I don't know what's going on. Just real quick as you can, just walk us through the Steph Curry meter and what you're seeing from him because, I mean – Priest, we got to be honest, man. Your boy looks chipper. Is an 18-year-old right now, man.
Well, it's simple. He don't have the pressure on him no more to deliver every time he steps on the court. Okay, when you simplify things for the young guy, you simplifying everything for him too. So now he's getting looks he wasn't getting. So now, okay, his skill set is what? Shooting that basketball. Handling the game in a way that most cats don't do. He runs around the court, mixes it up, and they can't find him, and next thing you know, bam. You know what I mean? The bomb goes off. And so the thing about Steph right now is he's allowed to let his legs rest and do what he does. It's like a musician I used to say about Miles Davis. He would get these young kids who were scared to play with him because of who he was. So he would have to leave the room, tell them to play anything, and then he would record it and then play over the top of it with them, and they would understand, okay, this is what you want. Mm. That's what I want. Steph is now doing that. He's saying, you guys do your thing. I'm going to be open now more than I have in the past. Now I can play over the top of you.
Man,
he ain't got to go out there and try to get 30.
Good stuff, man. I mean,
Priest brought to you by the River Islands guest line.
Reference.
Priest is in his bag, man. The coffee seemed like the coffee pot was working.
But he's being honest. He was being honest. He was talking about age. I'll do it for him. And now he's basically being a man, calling back and saying, you know what? I'm watching this thing.
Priest had time today, and he spoke nothing but facts.
I got one stat for you to see if you're concerned about it. Not trying to bring it down. Evan, chime in. Oh, no. Where we got to go?
Oh, we got to break.
You would think this I work kid here next every Lucas, day.
I'm just get amazed on that, you.
Right, look, I'm always amazed at who's in the control room.
He looks like young kid.
Yeah, he's got no facial hair. He's like smiling ear to ear, like he's just happy to be in the building. Trust me, son, it ain't that glamorous back here.
Wow.
I'm kidding, man. Welcome to the club. What's his name back there? What's his name?
Cameron.
Where's he from?
SF State.
Oh, you're a Gator?
Yeah.
Chom City, baby. Let's go.
We're
back in the swamp. Let's go. That's my guy. Take you under my wing right now. All right. More coming up here. 888-957-9570. Goo, if you want to get to the Niners, we can do that. We can continue to roll on the Warriors. How we're feeling. I want to hear from that stat that you have on the other side. I want to hear that stat. Download the free Odyssey app. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch. YouTube's rolling. Twitch is rolling. Comcast business line. Text line is rolling like a slot machine right now. That's all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. I'm Bonta Hill, filling in for Sunny Day, and it's brought to you by Ceremony Ford, where I get my cars, and you should, too. Go see my boy, Matt Schoen. Matt's Troublemakers. They will take good care of you, get you in a nice Explorer, maybe a Bronco, maybe an F-150. Ford's got the deals at Ceremony Ford. No doubt about that, as the segment was also sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport.